This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea fired several unidentified short-range projectiles into the sea off its east coast Saturday. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
North Korea fired several unidentified projectiles from its east coast on Saturday. That's according to South Korea's military, who had initially described it as a missile launch, but later gave a more vague description. If they were missiles, it would be the first launch in over a year and comes amid a breakdown in talks with Washington and a failed nuclear summit with President Trump in February.
Sometimes you have to walk.
South Korea says it's holding a joint analysis with the United States. Kim Jong-un had warned that a state of hostility could easily return, according to North Korean media last month.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Fighting continues for control of Tripoli. The backdrop, an attempt by the rebel Libyan National Army, led by Khalif Haftar, to seize the reins of power in the country. VOA's Heather Murdoch has more.
Local officials say more than 45,000 people have been displaced in this conflict, and at least 22 civilians have been killed. And as the fight continues, analysts say any concise military victory would mean a tragedy for the local populations, and the only real way out is a political solution. Reporting from Tripoli in Libya, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
The intensified fighting in Libya has been going on for 5 weeks, and so far Tripoli's southern defenses have proven difficult to breach. Thailand has begun 3 days of coronation celebrations for its 66-year-old king. Saturday was the first of the $30 million festivities, which are being televised. The king will meet the public and foreign dignitaries on Monday, which has been declared a national holiday. The king's father died in 2016 after 66 years of rule. This is VOA News.